Oh, baby, 1 week to go until the NFL draft.
You sound excited.
I'm excited. I can't wait. Thank you for joining us for Countdown to the Draft. I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer. You know the drill. Andrew Mason will be back or joining us here in a little bit. We're talking offensive line, a position the Broncos really could go to in the first round.
Yeah, this is something that I know a lot of people, as you mentioned, have talked about, the Broncos needing to add some offensive lineman depth. Specifically a left tackle, and there are a couple of good ones. This class isn't as deep as some of the other classes as far as positions go in this draft, but three good ones at the top. First, we start with Ryan Ramczyk out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, as everybody knows, just an offensive lineman factory. They just seem to pump him out, and Ramczyk, no different, part of that pedigree, 6'6", 310 pounds, super athletic. You can also look for some of that athleticism in a guy like Garrett Bowles from Utah. Bowles didn't play a lot of FBS football, only one season, but got a little bit of a mean streak. I know a lot of people like him out of Utah. And then Cam Robinson, of course, Alabama's left tackle from a year ago. I think that he's had a couple of off-field issues that might kind of preclude him from some draft boards, some people taking him too early. But I think those three guys, probably the top of this year's class, just because it's not that deep. It's not, I mean, you can look down further and see some guys who, you know, might be good, but there's not a clear-cut crop at the top.
You know, John Elway says he doesn't like to draft for need. Right. He'd rather draft just the best player available. But right now, it looks like the Broncos could use a left tackle. Still a couple guys out there in free agency, but they really could go to the left tackle position in the draft. Let's check out Andrew Mason's top five offensive linemen: Ryan Ramczyk, Cam Robinson, Garrett Bowles. We've heard their names. And then Forrest Lamp out of Western Kentucky and Dan Feeney out of Indiana. Those are the top of the class at the offensive lineman position. What about the sleepers, Mace?
Well, it's a lot deeper on the interior than at tackle, and that's why we're looking at interior guys here. We'll start with Dorian Johnson out of Pittsburgh, right there. Left guard, 3-year starter for the Panthers. You know, the thing I like about him, he plays with power, but he's also got some lightness on his feet as well. You can see him here. Nice. He's, you know, goes up, blows up the guy right off the snap really quick, sets up that run. That's what you want to see from a guy like him. I think he's going to be a very solid guard at the next level. Move on to Danny Isadora out of Miami. Another guy is a 3-year starter, this one at right guard. Miami's offensive line had some inconsistency, but Isadora was the stabilizing force. One thing I really like about Isadora as well, he doesn't quit on a play. You'll see him look around for someone to block. Very aware, very heady player. Like seeing that, good instincts. Think he'll do well at the next level. And finally, don't have film on him, but Chase Roullier out of Wyoming. Very smart guy, one of the smartest players in this year's draft class. Can play both center and guard. Has some nice strength. He's about 312 pounds, 6'4". Think he, at the worst case scenario, he's going to be a swing back up on the interior, but could start at a guard or center spot, guys.
Perhaps a diamond in the rough there from Mace. A hidden selection, a sleeper, if you will.
I like the Pokes pick. Gives Wyoming some love.
I like it. Okay, so there's the sleepers, the top of the class. Who's the best fit for the Broncos?
I think, just based on what we've said, it, like Mace mentioned, you know, the talent is not on the outside. So if you want an outside tackle, you need to get him early. And I think in round one, the Broncos would do well to go with either Bowles or Ramczyk. I'm going to give the edge to Ramczyk just because I think he's faced the type of competition that you're going to see in the NFL. He's faced guys like Malik McDowell, Taco Charlton. I think those guys, the level of competition that he has faced at Wisconsin has prepared him well to make the transition quick, and that's what the Broncos are going to need. They're going to need somebody who they can insert right away.
I'm going to go with Garrett Bowles because of his attitude. He seems like when he gets on the field, he transforms into a different guy. And we've seen that the Broncos really wanted to add some of that. Yeah. Menelik Watson, same kind of guy. Ron Leary. We've seen the Broncos say, hey, we want some attitude along that offensive line. I think Garrett Bowles would fit in perfectly right there. Mace, what about you?
Well, I think the value is going to be better once you get into the middle rounds and you're talking about guys with athletic upside who maybe aren't going to be ready for a year. One guy like that, Julian Davenport out of Bucknell. Very long arms, 36 and a half inches long. 4-year starter at left tackle for the Bison. Went down to the Senior Bowl and showed some flashes down there. Struggled at times. You could see that, you know, he was adjusting to playing at a higher level, but found his footing later on in the week. He's a guy probably needs a year of coaching, but can be ready to play left tackle by year two. And very athletic. Like Menelik Watson, who you guys mentioned over there. A former basketball player, very light on his feet, and so you're not just looking for nastiness, you're looking for athletic guys. Julian Davenport fits that bill. I think he'd be a good fit for the Broncos late on day two or early on day three, guys.
Very interesting, Mace. Broncos waiting until round four to take an offensive lineman there, according to Mace. Will be interesting to see.
Bucknell, no less.
Yeah, Bucknell, another small school. Mace digging deep into his wealth of knowledge. I like it. Well, only 1 week to go until the draft, and we only have one more position to break down on Countdown to the Draft, and that is running back. I think we might be talking about Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's what the people want to hear.
Well, that's coming up next week. Until then, for Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Countdown to the Draft.